escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 6th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1889, inventor Thomas Edison demonstrated a new technology that he called a motion picture. In 1990, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off carrying the Ulysses space probe. Originally part of the canceled International Solar Polar Mission, the European Space Agency probe used a two-stage booster of its own to leave Earth's orbit.
Main engine start.
We have a go for main engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of Discovery and the Ulysses spacecraft bound for the polar regions of the sun.
All broadband, is it?
Roger all, Discovery.
In 1996, the presence of a planet was confirmed around a star in the constellation Pegasus, only 50 light years from Earth's solar system. David Brin, the author who created the Uplift universe, was born in 1950. Former Power Ranger Amy Jo Johnson was born in 1960. Composer Nelson Riddle, who didn't write the Batman theme song, but did score the first two seasons of the TV series starring Adam West, died on this day in 1985. In 1966, there was suddenly more Captain Kirk than anybody could handle.
Grab him. He's the imposter.
No!
McCoy, he's fooled you.
He attacked him. Mr. Spock, you know who I am. You know what that is.
Mr. Spock, which one?
What do we do?
We'll let the captain handle this.
I'm the captain. Isn't that obvious? Look at his face. Remember the scratches? Look how he's tried to hide them. He wants you to think that he's Captain Kirk. You know who I am.
Yes, I know. You want to kill me, don't you?
Farrell! James! Grab him! He'll destroy the ship! I'm the captain!
As a transporter accident brought two copies of Kirk into existence in the Star Trek episode The Enemy Within, written by acclaimed author Richard Matheson. In 1967, Kirk and some of his crew slipped into a different universe.
Captain's log, stardate unknown. During an ion storm, my landing party is beamed back to the Enterprise and found it and the personnel aboard changed. The ship is subtly altered physically. Behavior and discipline has become brutal, savage.
In the premiere of the fan-favorite Evil Twin episode, Mirror Mirror. In 1974, the space battleship Yamato made its first journey. The influential anime series debuted in Japan. In 1997, Babylon 5 was back for a limited time only as the final syndicated episodes premiered before the show jumped to cable channel TNT.
Surrender or be destroyed.
Put me on with him and give me firing control. This is the White Star Fleet. Negative on surrender. We will not stand down.
Who is this? Identify yourself.
Who am I? I am Susan Ivanova, commander, daughter of Andrei and Sophie Ivanov. I am the right hand of vengeance and the boot that is going to kick your sorry ass all the way back to Earth, sweetheart. I am death incarnate and the last living thing that you are ever going to see.
The TV station's needing a syndicated sci-fi fix didn't have to look far. The posthumous Gene Roddenberry series, Earth Final Conflict, began its 5-year run on this day in 1997.
I greet you with gratitude and humble appreciation, William Boone.
Thank you. But I'm sure that Jonathan Doris doesn't have quite the same appreciation for me.
I wish only to touch your species. I have now become better educated to the intensities of your world.
Your education cost a life.
The communion of our two cultures calls out for visionaries who believe that we will both flourish from such a bonding. It is my belief that you, William Boone, might become such a person.
And in 2006, the grittiest sci-fi show on TV got even more grim with the third season premiere of Battlestar Galactica.
Here are the names of those to be arrested and sent to detention.
I know some of these people.
I'm sure you do. They're all insurgents, Jammer. We have to break the cycle of violence.
Okay, suit up.
You won't have to wear those much longer. Eventually, your people will see you as heroes.
Not tonight.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.